You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information. The views and opinions expressed on this show do not necessarily represent those of the network, its advertisers, owners, or sponsors.
What up, though? We back at it. It's Detroit Debo.
MF and Jen.
And Relly B.
And this is the Unwrapped Podcast.
All right, man. So look.
What you got to talk to us about?
Popularity. Versus talent. Where do you feel like, what do you think matters today, you know, in the current state of hip hop? Like, is it popularity or is it talent?
Can I say?
Go ahead. Ladies first.
Popularity, duh. That's what this generation is about.
All right. And how you feel, Gene?
100%. I agree. Popularity is the thing.
All right. Look, I'm going to say.
You're going to try to disagree and say talent, right?
I ain't going to play it like that. I'm going to say popularity, man, because it's at a, you know, we at a state now where popularity is just like, it's what matters. Like, talent don't matter. Like, the listeners and the viewers don't care about the talent. They just care about, really, piggybacking off of last week, they care about the beat. They care about if you active on social media and, you know, if you popping.
Like, with that following base looking like, that's what they care about.
You know what's crazy? I didn't even think about it until you just said it. But at this point, like, it's really more so, that's like the third fold to the game. Because before it was like okay, so hip-hop had four pillars, right?
Uh-huh.
It was breakdancing, graffiti, MCing, and beat making. Right. And then, like, years down the road, like, a fifth element was added in fashion, right? Yeah. Now we got, like, another wave to it where it's like, how much clout you have. Like, that is more important than
anything.
Exactly.
Shout out to FBG Duck and them, man, because they claim that they originated the whole clout movement out there in Chicago, man. So shout out to them.
Come on, stop
shout
it.
Out, look, shout out to them.
Is that?
Shout out to them.
Yeah, I didn't even look when you said it.
FBG Duck, man, he made Slide. It's a song called Slide. Check that out.
I don't know that one.
He hot. He just got signed recently to, I think, Sony. But so they originate that. They get kind of, you know what I'm saying, within Chicago. A lot of artists trying to say that they created the whole clout in Chicago.
Yeah, no. Talk about okay, Chicago. Maybe in Chicago.
We ain't talking about in the world. You know what I'm saying?
But just
they,
in Chicago.
They kind of like, you know what I'm saying, brought it to life. You know what I'm saying? On a national scale, as far as the clout. The word clout and the meaning of it, they brought it to life.
Okay. Because if you had a very little commanding of the English language, then maybe they made clout relevant for
that
you.
That might be what it is. You know what I'm saying? That might be what it is. But, just popularity, man. Like, I just feel like popularity is, you know, it trumps the talent because you look back in like the 90s. You really could talk about the 90s, man, like where you had DMX, Ja Rule. You know what I'm saying? Well, Ja Rule, would you say 90s?
Ja Rule is till 90s, early 2000s.
Oh, but it was more so like, you got to spit. And if you ain't
of course,
spitting, like,
of course.
You ain't nobody.
You know
right.
what I'm
See, but that's, nobody, like, that's what I was getting at when I brought up the pillars that made up hip-hop. Back right, then, right. those were the things that made you a part of the culture. Mm-hmm. Now, you don't have to be good at any of those things. You really only need to have a big social following, and you could be made into a star. If you had 100,000 followers. Yeah, if you had 100,000
followers,
somebody could just, you could make a talent.
But look, so look, like,
they looking at them numbers.
When it comes to the popularity, man, and just clout and all of that, I feel like the poster child for this right now is Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You think
so? Because Tekashi 6ix9ine, he, you know, made it cool and okay to just talk out the side of your neck.
Very true.
You know what I mean?
He's not.
And he's focused on the views. That's what fuels his.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he's a child of the trolling. Social media.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Trolling is like his, it seems to be his number one focus. Trolling is what he's built his career on. And I mean, it's work.
I don't listen
it's
to
really
him,
work. Like,
so I can't really.
You don't
say,
listen to him? Yeah.
Right. See, but that's
the
thing.
But you know who he is, though, right?
Yeah.
Rainbow hair, right?
Is that the one that just died?
No, that's XXX.
Oh, let me tell you.
Tekashi 6ix9ine.
You see how I whispered there?
Because she wasn't sure. But no, like, I mean, Tekashi 6ix9ine, he just recently, it just happened like at
last
4 a.m.
night
this morning.
Yeah.
He got pistol whipped and kidnapped and robbed.
In front of his house.
Yes.
Let me find out people out here kidnapping.
In front of his house.
look, man.
That
right
is not
in front
okay.
of his house, man. So he was leaving a video shoot. He wrapped up the video shoot, drove home. They follow him to his house. Pistol whipped him.
You gonna kidnap me though? Let me get pistol and take my stuff. Yeah. Well, don't kidnap me.
But see, it wasn't enough. It wasn't enough for them. You know what I'm saying? Like, okay, we gonna take what we gonna take, but it's not enough because you've built a career on trolling. You kind of brought this on yourself.
They
you know what I'm saying?
And that's back. I would have been in the back of that truck.
But no, see, that's the thing. He, like right. he said, like that was his whole thing. I'm gonna get in front of the camera and I'm gonna pop off as much as I can. I'm gonna talk as reckless as possible. Okay. So when you go into these different cities and you interacting with these different people who really in the street and really about the life that you claiming,
gonna try to see if you.
I'm gonna test your car. I'm gonna pull that car.
He was in
I'm gonna see what you about
when this happened. He was in Brooklyn. He was either Brooklyn or Bronx.
Outside of your
You know
house?
What I'm saying?
Because, did they give him back?
Yeah, so yeah, look. So
to the hospital?
Yeah. So this what happened. This what happened. So after they pistol whipped him and all of that, he then was put into the back seat of a car. I'm not sure if it was the car he was riding in or whatever, but put him in the car. And then one of the gunmen stayed with him to make sure he didn't get away. And then the other gunman ran into his house.
Then you gonna go in my house?
I wanted it all.
Robbed him.
I wanted
it
all.
His girl and his kid were there, and I mean, you know, they weren't hurt, which is good. They weren't hurt, and once the gunman came out with the stuff with the jewelry, and I think they said like $12,000 or $20,000 in cash. Once they came out, they was driving away, and Tekashi jumped into survival mode, and he just jumped out the back seat. While the car was moving.
See, but this is the thing. You and let it be said that the Unwrapped Podcast does not in any way, shape, or form condone this type of behavior. But when you open the door for these types of things, this is what's gonna happen. Like you just said, when you build a career off of talking reckless about different people from different cities, and shoot, he was in his own city. Somebody gonna see
outside
about you. Somebody gonna see if that's what you really about.
I don't care how much I talk. You're not
you
kidding.
You can do whatever. But
you
don't
can
say
take
it.
Whatever you want.
Don't take me.
Do whatever. Just don't put me in the trunk. Just
they
don't kidnap
gave me. Back. I would have been.
She said she ain't going, man. It's over.
They would have had to take my mouth. I would have been back there. Everybody. So they I'm said, not playing.
They said when Tekashi escaped from the back of the car, he jumped into the car of a civilian. So it was late, 4 a.m.
He could have got shot.
No, don't jump in my car either.
He jumped in the car, and that's what, you know.
I might have. If you jump in my car at 4 in the morning, I'm shooting.
With rainbow hair. Let's not forget the rainbow hair tattoos on the face,
it
too.
Don't you getting clapped.
Jump
it's over.
In my
it's
over. Car.
They thought he was probably a refugee or something. Like, I don't know.
Oh, my
man.
God.
Like,
my
just
whole
a state refugee or something. But he
you
did
said
that.
Four in
then,
the morning?
Yes.
First of all, I'm probably, if I'm up, I'm drunk.
Yeah, for that's sure. You laying on your bed.
That you hopping in
she
my
laying
car.
On her bed and the bed is spinning. She feel like she, you know what I'm saying? You know, but
I'm
I mean,
already tripping. No, don't do that.
He, so then the civilian called. I'm imagining in this position, he's begging. You know what I mean? Like, please help.
Yeah,
call
of
police.
Course.
So that's what the lady, or I'm not sure if it was lady or male, but the person called the police, and that's when she told him to get out of my vehicle. He got out and they arrived there.
Okay.
I mean? And that's how he got to the hospital.
Okay.
But,
well,
I mean, that you know, kind of jumped off of topic, but it's just like popularity kind of sort of, you know,
it
got him to that position.
To the point.
You know what I mean?
Where,
like chasing the popularity.
Right. See, and that's the thing. Like, he, the sad part is he actually has talent because you can't ink a deal.
I wouldn't know.
Well, exactly. You wouldn't know. But this is what I'm saying. Like, you have to do something to catch, like, a record label's eye. You have to do something to
that's
catch.
That hair talent.
Right.
Not necessarily talent, though. It could have
not necessarily
popularity.
Talent. It could have been popularity.
You know
what
I
mean? Very true. Could have been popularity. Because, like I just said, you could make a star ready. Like, somebody could have 100,000 followers. And you could be like, okay.
I could write your rap for you.
So you could go get the best writer. And then, boom, you got a star made right there with following. But
he came with our rating. We ain't even have to work for it.
Right.
Right.
But what I'm saying is just okay, so of course.
But
like,
actually, hold up. Actually, he's still independent. So he hasn't even gotten signed.
Okay.
That's what he prized. But see,
but
I
even
think the
then, this
are,
is what I'm saying. Like, this is my point. Like, of course you're gonna have your outliers that just get on just based off of popularity, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. But more or less, like, in order for a record label or any type of person of any reputable business to look at you, you're going to have to be doing something that they feel they can enhance their business with. So by signing you, mm-hmm. you're going to bring so much to the label. You have some type of value there.
Right.
But these children, like you said, they get caught up in, like, the popularity. So right. they forget their value.
Right.
They more so focused on clickbait behavior. What's the next thing that I can do that's going to get people to follow me? Like, that's if I say something this crazy, then maybe I can get, like, the people who are claiming they killed XXXTentacion.
Yeah.
That's crazy as hell. Nobody should want to claim that you murdered somebody, but that got him 400,000 like, followers.
I feel like the popularity aspect really comes to play heavily today because these artists are getting paid more so for shows. So it's like if I can kind of create like some theatrical experience, that's how I'm going to get paid at the end of the day. You know what I mean? If they know I'm crazy and I'm
right, but you also don't want your theatrical, for the lack of better words, I'm going to say theatricalness. I ain't even sure that's a word. But, but look.
I wouldn't know, so I can't correct you here. But
let's just say you don't want that to impede you making money because now, okay, you may be thinking, let me add another layer to this because I'm only getting paid off the live show. But now, if I'm doing this wild stuff, when I go to the live show, I got people looking for me.
Yeah.
Like, God bless the dead. XXXTentacion, I believe it was San Francisco, like 3 years ago, 3-4 years ago.
When
he got into it with Ski Mask, the Slump God, or somebody. He got into it with somebody, one of these other young rappers. And I guess he thought it was sweet. He pulled up to the city and was performing. And in the middle of his show, a dude just came out. All you saw was a dude come from the left and just rock him. Like it's
that was like at the beginning of his career, like when he first took
actually
off,
didn't he get stabbed too?
Oh my god,
he got stabbed too.
If I was in a rap game, I quit because you're not gonna stab me. You're not gonna kidnap me. Don't come to my performance trying to fight because no.
That might be misinformation. I know throughout that experience, somebody got stabbed. All of that, you know, coming from that beef.
We know what Relly B is not gonna be doing.
I'm sticking a radio.
But that's the point that I'm making though. Like, don't get so caught up in the theatrics that it now impedes your actual money, mm-hmm. like you just said.
Right. So, I mean, the talent aspect of it though,
it's a lot of talent.
Yeah, it's a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's just right now being overshadowed by popularity. It is, man. It is. But the talent, if you're an artist who, you know, you have an incredible amount of talent, it's still a place for you. But it's a place for you.
The underground.
And your own created fan base.
The local underground?
Not the local.
It's a national underground. It's a national underground. Yeah, because it's underground everywhere in every city. So.
And if you're big enough, you transcend. Look at Chance the Rapper. Like, he never signed a major deal, but he has all the notoriety of a major label rapper.
And he already have a following base. He's
popular. He didn't always have that.
Exactly. Because I remember listening to Chance the Rapper in 2011 on his first tape, the 10-day tape. That was his first solo project. Mm-hmm. But people didn't get hip to Chance the Rapper until, 2015 when he started making music with Kanye. I mean, short of his fans, you know what I'm saying, the people who follow him mm-hmm. through that underground time, he didn't have mainstream notoriety until then.
Yeah, I feel like it's just a matter of it's always gonna be that section of fans who still want the talent. You know what I mean? So if you can do a good job with balancing your image with the talent, you can capture all across the globe. You know what I mean? But you gotta have that talent. It gotta be talent. Like, cause if you don't have the talent or the image or the popularity, it's like you don't have a place. You know what I mean? So
you definitely don't have a place.
Yeah, you don't have a place. So
let me get your opinion on this phrase that I heard, and it went a little something like hard work.
I thought you was about to bust out with a
It was about to be some bars.
Yeah.
He said it like he was about to really just showcase it. Oh, I got talent.
I ain't about to be rapping on this show.
I was ready for some fire, man.
Look, so it goes a little something like talent beats hard work, but hard work beats talent when talent isn't working.
I heard that.
right?
Yeah, yeah.
So how do y'all feel about that? Because we have a lot of artists who are very talented and, mm-hmm. you know, they feel like they should get, you know, they're shy and they feel like they're being robbed by artists who don't have much talent. Because as we can all sit here and agree that the industry as is more so about clout and about, you know, your presence as a social media figure and just how wild you are versus talent. So we can admit that that's where the game is now. And on up under that, you got artists complaining, saying like, okay, well, I'm talent, and those people are like taking up my spot, but they're not working.
Yeah, so that's it's a very accurate statement. It really is a very accurate statement, but it's almost kind of like, it's kind of hard to maneuver through it today because popularity is so dominant today. So it's hard to maneuver through it, but you can do it because if you have talent, like undeniable talent,
mm-hmm.
you have to work hard. Nothing's gonna fall into your lap. You know right. what I mean? So
see now that, but it's such a crazy thing because you gotta sit up and wonder, okay, if I work hard and I'm super talented. Mm-hmm. Because I'm not making the music that's being so well received at this time, is it even worth it for me? Like, am I as an artist, am I wasting my time there?
No.
Or should I, or as we used in last week's show, like with the example of Lil Uzi Vert, should I just go ahead and conform? Because what's popular is what's going to get me to where I want to be.
You can go two ways with it. And I feel like if you really have a true love and passion for your craft and what you do and your message, then you're just going to stay, you're going to stick with it and ride it out. You're not going to conform. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like we said, it's plenty of underground circuits over the globe who are receptive to that style of music. You know what I mean?
Just may not be the big thing here.
You know what I mean? It just may not be the big thing here, but it's still a place for it. You know what I mean?
You can
capture that place.
And you're actually correct, man, because I was working with this guy from Holland maybe about 2 years ago. And all he listened to was like 90s hip hop and early 2000 hip hop. And he was like, the stuff that's out now is trash. And I was like, word, that's how you feel? And he was like, yeah, back home, we still think Chingy is new back home. Like,
and they are the ones who are going to go out to these shows if Chingy comes to town. If he comes to town, I know it seems taboo for a lot of the listeners out there and listening to, you know, the newer stuff, but he's still touring. So when he comes, that crowd is gonna, you know what I'm saying?
Right. So I think, so what it comes down to is that there's a place for everybody in the game. And although popularity may beat talent on the mainstream, it's still important that, like, you stay who you are and you cater to the crowd that's going to deal with you. Because they may not be the majority. They may not be the people that you see day in and day out. Yes. But there is a market for you.
Because it's like, once you conform, that's like what you always say, the beginning of the end. Because, yeah, you might thrive and you might do good in that, but you're not going to really be happy with yourself. You know what I'm saying? I remember I heard a rapper say, I'd rather stick to what I know and true to myself than to, you know what I'm saying, switch up and become one of these weirdo rappers. Because now I have to go back to my neighborhood, my family, and they know that's not me. It's almost like you seen CB4.
Yeah, of
course. It's like that, man. It's like you're not gonna be received.
It's such a weird topic though, man, because of the fact that those same people would not say a word if you were able to provide for them.
Right.
Because Ice-T, like a lot of people question Ice-T's authenticity when he took, you know, the role in New Jack City and when he became a cop on Law and Order. A lot of people were saying, "Oh, well, you Ice-T, you know, you missed a cop killer." You know what I'm saying? You can't accept this kind of role. What kind of stuff is this?
And see, man,
but then he called back home and he talked to his homies because he a rolling 60s Crip. He talked to some of his Crip homies and he was like, "Hey, how y'all feel about this?" And they was like, "Well, shit, you getting paid?" And he was
exactly.
like, "Yeah." And I'll he was like, "Oh, well, do your thing then." Like,
and it's not like he's playing a crooked cop or, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right. But what I'm saying is those same people who would look at you funny if you did become a weirdo rapper would not have anything to say. Exactly. If I became a weirdo rapper, right, a weirdo rapper, mm-hmm. one of these little rappers with the colored dreads and stuff, right? And I had like a net worth, and I had a net worth on the upwards of like 100 to 200 million. And I could take care of all the people that would say something bad. Yeah. So if I'm coming back and I'm investing money. Exactly. Hush money. So
well,
if I come back,
I'm going to say something and I'm investing in the city. Give me some money.
But what I'm saying is, right.
You got something tucked away for you.
Right. You might feel like, okay, he on some other stuff. But if I come and I pay all the Raleigh B college tuition, what Raleigh B going to say about
me? I'm going to be like, look.
Y'all tripping. He the realest. Like, you know, like that's what he does.
Exactly.
I'm reposting every song, movie.
For real,
paying my tuition.
For real, man. Shout out Podcast Detroit, man.
No, shout out to Eastern because he's coming to pay my tuition.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Man, shout out to Eastern, too, man. We got their colors in the building, too. So shout out to them,
shout
man.
Shout out to EMU.
Shout out to JNS Photography, man.
So
shout out to JNS Photography. Get your plug. Come on, get your plug, man. You need your plug.
This guy, man.
You want to tell him something? Tell him something, man. I believe in plugs around here, man.
Well, I appreciate you, man. I'm really enjoying this. For this to be the second episode, it's hard to believe because you guys are great.
Oh, thank you.
So
thank you.
Thank you for allowing me in the studio. And just to see the behind-the-scenes thing and your camera guy over there, he's awesome.
He's at his finest.
He's chilling. If y'all will see the camera guy.
Ed McNeil, Cromington Productions,
think
man.
He's
great.
Working,
he's great.
Yeah. He's on the floor, y'all.
So... So I just feel like... I guess we all can agree that popularity is definitely today in the climate today is trumping talent.
Yeah, but that's not really what's the question. The question is more so like how does it affect the what's being promoted? Because you got people who are super popular, mm-hmm. but they don't have a lick of talent. But then you got people who are super talented, but because it's not what's being put on the forefront. Then it's like they give up on their craft, or they don't really want a part of it anymore, or compromise. You know.
So what do you think? Let's go back because you was an artist. So what do you think would be in the best interest?
To be honest, it solely depends on what you want. Like if the allure of the game is what you want, meaning mm-hmm. things that go along with the game is what make you happy, then conform and go for what's popular. Mm-hmm. Because if I just want to get on and I just enjoy the lifestyle, I want to drive the fast cars. I want to be with all
get
of the
on that way,
right. Well, a lot of people are. A lot of people in the game like that right now. So like Lil Yachty said, like my culture, like. Joe Budden asked him on, what was it, Everyday Struggle. Mm-hmm. He said, what really makes you happy? Because it's not the Rolex. It's not the money. It's not the women. And Lil Yachty said bullshit. Because I was a college student, and I was eating ramen noodles. And girls wouldn't even look at me. They didn't give a damn about my name. They didn't give a damn about my music. So he conformed, and when he conformed, now that lifestyle came to him because that lifestyle is what he wanted. So that's what makes him happy at the end of the day. Okay. But if you're an artist who really about your salt, who really about what you got into it for, right. Like me, myself, and like last week's guest, shout out Fool Boy Marley, we artists from a different time to where it was about studying your craft and really being about your craft, making the best possible product. If that's what you really want to do, if that's what you get in the game to do, then you can't even be a part of this because it's going to be some BS to you.
Right.
Okay, can I change my answer?
Go ahead.
I think both of them matter. For the simple fact that I myself do YouTube. Mm-hmm. I myself have this big old following base on social media. But when it's time comes to me, like, hey, you guys go watch a video. They all ain't about to go watch it.
Right.
So me on the video has to be doing something. Like, the talent has to be there for them to be like, okay, well, I'm going to go click on that video. So I think both matter.
But it's not necessarily talent. It could be popularity.
Or it could just be something that's shocking.
If I was this popular, they would all go watch it. I would have that 1. Whatever K on YouTube.
But
then I got on social media. I don't have that.
But it could also be shock value, too. Because
That's almost the key essential to actually, at this current state of hip-hop right now, you have to have some type of shock value and controversy to go along with it.
I don't even know what that means. So,
look, shock value is like, it's so unbelievable. I have to click on it. Like, I can't believe somebody will film this. I can't believe this is happening. Right?
You know what
well,
I mean?
That's why I rebranded myself. I'm working harder.
Yeah, like, you know, like Boom Gang. Somebody just running in a, like, okay, I'm getting something, and then they run off and take it for free. Like,
you
when.
Okay, I get it.
Yeah, that. Like, I can't believe he just did that. Like, so you gonna watch it just because it's so shocking.
And see, I wasn't doing nothing like that for the simple fact. I'm like, oh, all I gotta do is post on social media. They about to go watch whatever. I could be sitting there eating food, and they about to go watch. Nope. Gotta work harder.
I mean,
so,
it's.
Yeah, I do.
It
need stuff like that.
It's crazy because you have people who will just watch just to watch. I mean, think about all the cat videos on YouTube.
And I don't understand that, but I'm going to say that for a different day.
You said all of the what?
The cat videos, like just random animal videos. Yeah, people
hold
just.
Hold on. This is something new to me. I've never seen this.
Really?
People sit there
and
watch cats.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Cats playing, cats eating.
Like somebody would just record.
Just cats just living
so
their best
stupid,
life.
Right, just living their best life.
So I guess you can say that too. People be watching this. So I don't know, honestly.
Man, this is crazy. I've never heard of this cat thing.
Yeah.
So do they leave the dogs out? Like they don't watch dogs?
No, it's just a video just centered around cats.
Come on, man.
But you have those weirdos out there. Like, okay,
that's
well,
popularity,
people who just
man.
Into
those cats are popular, man. Like that's popularity. Like,
cats are a popular
they don't have
animal.
No talent.
I
they
guess.
Just eating.
You can say that.
Whatever it is, they eat, man. Like,
but
drinking milk.
Me
look at the milk drinking. Look at the cat drinking milk. I'm
about
to say the milk drinking
cat
out the milk.
Right. but I mean to bring it full circle. What I'm saying is, yeah, you could have talent, and that is what would draw people in. But also, what draws people in could just be something that. It's just shocking or just they just didn't expect it. So they're just going to click on it just because. And then the people who sit up and watch cat videos
that's
are the outliers.
Clickbait,
they're the people you just. Or they're like grandmas.
You know, because it's just like if you into cat videos. If you see a video that says cat turns into cat woman, that number is going to really
I ain't gonna lie,
that's
going
to that's gonna go up. You clicking on that. Like, especially you love cats already.
I already
like,
know it's going 9 times out of 10 be some BS, but just because.
But just because it might. Like, you hoping. Like, you hoping that you see this, man.
Clickbait
like,
for you. I just did clickbait.
What you mean? All right, tell us. Share with us.
YouTube video called My First Time.
Okay, all right.
Y'all gonna go click on that, ain't y'all?
Yeah.
I saw that and I was like, I don't know if I want to know this much about.
It could be.
Really.
It was so clickbait. It had nothing to do. It was my first car, my first job.
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
I was about to sit there and
wait. Yeah.
My mama watched my videos because.
Okay, that's a good clickbait.
It was. People was like, "What you say?" I'm like, "Go watch it.
You gonna like it.
Go click on it. Good clickbait.
Yeah.
So you got
that comes to.
Yeah. So.
Title has to be,
yeah,
you know,
the title
worth
gotta
me
be,
wanting
yeah.
to go click on it.
So how do y'all feel, like, as far as the if the game will ever transition back? Because popularity is right now, as we just said, like, on the forefront.
As long as we have social media, no.
No? You don't think it'll ever transition back?
Nah. One day Instagram and Facebook and Twitter disappear?
No, look. I feel like it will transition back, but you're going to still have to have some type of shock value. You're going to have some type of shock value just because what she said.
So talent is enough. So it's more or less
talent
you have
is
to
not
have
enough. Is that what you're saying?
Talent is not enough. So mm-hmm. you got to have a gimmick? Is that what
not really
saying?
A gimmick. Not really a gimmick, but just put it like this.
Because it's got to be something that got to draw the people to,
yeah,
put,
that's what
to
I'm
come
saying.
Full
so
circle.
So this is the example I'm going to use. Meek Mill. Meek Mill has all the talent in the world, but he keeps up on social media and he pushes out an image of, this is the luxurious life. This is what I'm living. You want to keep up with me? You like luxurious things? Who in the urban community or even in the world doesn't like luxurious things? And they don't like seeing people living their best life. Why do you think that's so popular right now? Everyone wants to live their best life. So he's showing, I'm living my best life. So this is entertainment. Like, you know, this is motivation. You can come check me out. This is what I'm doing, but he still has the talent.
Yeah, I mean, but okay, here. So the flip side to that is Meek is an artist who got popular before like this new wave hit.
But he came out like that.
He came out like that, but that was his story. You know what I'm saying?
You have to
like,
be flashy in hip hop. That's what it was built on. Look at Slick Rick.
Not necessarily, because J. Cole outsell Meek Mill,
but
four CDs to one.
But,
and
what would you say hip hop was built on? Like, it was
oh yeah, for
on,
sure. Well, no, I won't say it was built off that, but I will say at one point it transitioned.
Yeah, that's what
yeah.
it transitioned, and that's because, what it was up until all of this.
And Run DMC actually is the first person to make it.
With the rope chains and
well, before then, he had a lyric that it was something like love does not buy my clothes. Love doesn't pay my love don't pay my bills. Okay. I actually had it screenshotted in my old phone. But just Run DMC period actually kicked off this money over cash rules everything mentality in hip hop. So knowing that, would we say that because you have to flaunt to be pop to get somewhere in hip hop, is that the reason that it's got to this point? Because I heard this author, he had a very interesting quote, and he says something to the effect of, you can't live your life based off of social media, because when you look at social media, you're comparing your real life to everybody else's highlight reel.
And that's true. Drake said that too.
So I may look at your page and I may be like, I'm not where I want to be.
But like
women, for example, y'all take 30 pictures before you pick the perfect one.
And my picture still don't be hitting.
Stop it. Yeah. But it's like you do that. You go through the process of 30 pictures, then you put up one, and now it's one girl who like, oh man, she's so beautiful. I wish I looked like that. But she don't know that you took 30 pictures to get that one perfect pose.
But the reason why I say it'll always be a place for talent is because just like with social media, okay, you say people look and they might envy or admire a certain lifestyle that someone's living. But, you know, I feel like people also admire people who are willing to open up and show the reality of life. You know what I mean? Like, okay, I'm waking up and this is me. I woke up like this. I'm grinding towards this just like you grinding towards something. You know what I mean? So I feel like it's always a place for that authenticity. You know what I'm saying? Like, it might not be the end thing, but it's always a place for it. But that's why I say popularity is definitely trumping talent, but it's still an area for talent to thrive. You know what I mean? It's just not, the easy route.
Right.
You know
what I mean? It's the narrow path versus the one that's wide open.
That's wide open. You can just jump right up in there and be good. Like, oh, I got colorful hair and I got this banging beat. I'm here. You feel me? Like, but I mean, I don't like that. I mean, I like the music, but I don't like the concept of that. I don't like that hip hop is being so watered down, man.
So do you feel like it's ever going to get to, so, okay, we know like all of this is a trend and the trends are eventually going to die, right? Do you feel in 4 to 5 years, because Tekashi 6ix9ine can't make the same type of music. He can't. He's going to be a different person in 5 years. Yeah. And the kids that's listening to him is going to be adults at that point. The same way we talked about our future last week. People are going to transition into different phases of their life to where that your music is no longer relevant, right? So knowing that, does that mean that we're going to keep getting a new wave of artists every couple of months or every year?
No,
because it won't come back around? Or do you think it'll eventually recycle itself to where talent has to be the thing because we're so tired of it?
I feel like it's almost like it's a toss-up, because we sort of kind of got to sit back and kind of wait for the upcoming generation to determine it, what they gravitate towards. You know what I mean? Like, because right now, I honestly feel like the whole new wave of artists actually can sustain a nice little run just because of, like we say, the beat. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's right.
Like, everyone parties. Everyone
okay, right.
Parties,
so. But what I'm saying is, after 3 years, so let's just say Uzi, like right now, the people who are 18 to 21, listening to Uzi, they're not going to be the same people at 24.
Nah.
Right, but it's still going to be another batch of young kids coming. So those particular artists might not be
right, but this is what I'm saying. But he can't remain relevant because of the fact that he's going to be timed out. Like, he's going to be somebody that the people who was in college 3 years ago listened to. It's going to be a new little Uzi in that time. So So that's what I'm saying. Are we going to continue to get a new batch of artists every couple of months?
I believe
so.
I honestly feel like this new wave is going to have, because think about it. Booty music could make a strong comeback today.
Yeah, Miami
booty music could make a strong comeback today just because of the type of music. People like being happy more than sad.
I would be Uncle Luke, you know.
I listen. You listen to it?
Now you
I
know.
I still listen to booty music, man. Yeah, it's man. Black Pack for
you
sure.
Know what I'm they need to bring Freaknik back.
I'm trying
for real,
to learn
like,
how to twerk.
You a fool.
You need to bring that back, man. You feel me? But I just look at it like it's always a space for that because people like being happy rather than sad. You know what I mean? Or not even sad, but they kind of run from the realities of life. And when you go out and you listen to a nice upbeat song, you're not thinking about the realities. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's a gateway for that. So I feel like it'll always be a place for that.
Okay. So let me just put you hip to a conversation I was having actually with Ed and another friend of ours named Eric. And we were sitting back and we were talking about the trend of the music industry and how I believe it was either last year or the year before last. It was the first time in music industry history that catalogs outsold singles.
Yeah.
So that means people are going back and buying albums and buying records, like actual products versus the new music that's coming out. So we're in this weird space where artists can sell singles, but they can't sell projects.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, right.
So, but with that in mind, it has to, I would think it has to come full circle because we can't support an artist that can't give us full material. I'm not going to listen to a full Uzi album. I'm not going to listen to a full Pump album. I'm not going to listen to a full none of those albums.
I'm going on record. I will listen to a full Uzi album.
Right. You might. There's going to be outliers situation. There's going to be outliers. But for the first time in like music industry history, like catalogs were outselling like new material.
Yeah.
So.
But that can also just mean like, you know, it means more. That music means more. You know what I'm saying? Like, it has more of a message. Like, people not really.
But that's what we're saying. Like, that means, like, that music has talent and longevity.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, so, what I'm saying is, like, the popular people have to phase themselves out. Because you can't make a full length. You can't make a classic.
They're going to phase out for sure. That's without a doubt. Because hip-hop is a youthful genre, you know what I'm saying? So it's like you're gonna phase out regardless.
The question is, when they phase out, does it phase into more of them or does it transition back to where it was?
More of them. This is what I feel. I feel like it's just gonna be more of them because, just like I said, booty music could come back and be a hit. It could be. It's just like we said, artists are. It's evolving, you know what I mean? So that's the only reason why it's not, you know what I mean? It's because the game is evolving. But it still is a place for it.
Your phone is disrespectful.
I'm just trying to figure out why your phone is.
Come on, I'm trying to ignore it like y'all was trying to ignore it. But y'all couldn't.
Who texted?
Nobody. It's all right, man. It's okay. It's good.
The girlfriend?
No, man.
So with an S?
But, I feel like that's the... Those are notifications coming to my phone from streaming sites, and they telling me these new wave artists.
That's a lot of streaming sites.
A whole lot of streaming sites.
But, it's still vibrating.
But no, so I just feel like it's going to be a place for it just because it's just like club music. Clubs. People like to party. People are running away from realities of life. When they go to the club, they either celebrating something or they just want to try to take their mind off of the week they just had. So they can still, though, these type of artists can still make a living. You know what I mean?
But for a limited time only. That's what
for
I'm
them,
saying.
A limited time for them personally, like their individual careers, because it's going to fade out. You get older, you can't be looking like this and you can't be talking about this. But it's going to be a whole nother new up and coming young people who going to slide right into those slots.
Change it back to how it was.
But I feel like if we're going to talk about overall the dominant, you know what I'm saying, aspect of everything, I feel like it. Man, I don't know, man. It's scary, man. It's scary. I don't know. I want to say yes just because I want that, but it's like, man, J. Cole and Kendrick and even Meek, you know, as far as mainstream, they like our only hope right now, man. Like
on the mainstream.
Mainstream level.
So now the question is, does underground stay, do you continue to be an artist made, geared, ready for underground? Because you can make music that people are going to be receptive of when they leave those situations, you know, when they leave the club, when they don't want to turn up and all of that stuff. But your music ain't going to be on the forefront. You know, it's limited spots for that. And the people who are in those spots been around, like you said. So keeping that in mind, are we going to continue to get people who, like a person who decides right now, like, I want to rap, are they going to go for what they know gives them longevity? Or are they going to go for the trend?
And that's going to go buy some followers.
I would recommend, look, this is what I would recommend to artists coming up today, honestly, to have longevity. I would recommend, and it's not easy, but ain't nothing in life going to be easy. I feel like you should try to come out with a more wider image and message, you know what I'm saying, when it comes to your music. Because like you said, it'll be better for you. You will have more longevity if you can appeal to mainstream and underground. That's why Lil Wayne, people was looking at Lil Wayne crazy when he like, oh, I'm putting out a rock album, or he was just doing certain stuff. But he just was looking at it from, I'm about to appeal overseas as well as here. I done dominated over here. You know what I mean?
So I could do so much more with my craft.
You know what I mean? Right. I can do so much more, and I'm going to be around longer because, okay, let's just say, okay, he hasn't really been relevant in the States, right? But I bet you any money you go over to any other foreign country, and they probably got a huge billboard of Lil Wayne. So he's relevant somewhere in the world.
What's who's the people who made Annie Up? Who was that? Annie Up, get that fool. I don't know if I could sing that without us having to pay
for
it.
First of all, I must need to research my music because I don't know what that is either.
That's a classic record.
M.O.B.? Mob Deep, maybe? I don't know.
Definitely not Mob Deep.
Mob Deep. Was it Onyx? What song y'all are talking about?
Annie Up?
Was it Onyx?
In any case, they're huge. They've been irrelevant over here since that record dropped. Like, they was one-hit wonders in America.
Right.
But over in, like, I believe Finland, like, they are huge.
That's what I'm saying.
They're huge. They're rock stars.
Man. So it comes to, I feel like it's better for you to come out more well-rounded than, and this is what J. Cole been trying to preach to all the young up-and-coming artists. Like, you have to think about longevity. It's in the best interest of you and your family. Like, the longevity is what's going to get you paid and it's going to keep the money rolling in. Unless, if you smart and you getting all of this booking money and show money, if you investing into something else, then all right, go ahead. Have your fun because you're young. But you investing, you know what I mean? But if you care about this craft and you really, this is what you want to do, then you need to think about, you know, create more long-lasting content.
Now, in creating something that's long-lasting, right, that kind of gets to the topic of creativity because you can't do the same thing and expect it to continuously work.
Right.
Because eventually that's gonna fall off. Like you said, Lil Wayne started to experiment. He started to do more. Yeah. Started to play guitar.
So you had to be creative. Right.
Play guitar, put out a rock album. I'ma change my transition from this Holly Grove gangster to I skateboard and I'm a free spirit now. Like, you have to be able to recreate yourselves with the time.
Yeah, just like Chris Brown.
Right.
Really be over there.
Right. So you're a huge Chris
talk
Brown
about
fan.
My boyfriend, which y'all gotta say.
So,
man, look, because I just remember last episode you said you ain't really feeling the new Chris Brown and how the angle.
Me and him talked. It's okay.
Okay, all right. Man.
Okay.
All right.
But
I called him up. Told him next track got to be a little different.
It got to be different. All right, we good.
But what I'm getting at is a lot of people get off on, like, putting out trash or putting out questionable material for the sake of saying, okay, it's creative, it's advancing the genre. You know what I'm saying? So at what point do we say, okay, you may be doing something creative, but you're not putting out good material. You're not putting out good work. Like, and I'm going to say, because the topic of this week's podcast is popularity versus talent, we have the immensely talented Kanye West, right?
I thought you was about to say Relly B.
You too.
Right.
I just knew later on.
My
right.
Name
but,
was my name.
But you have the immensely talented Kanye West, right? And then he starts trying to, he was always a trendsetter, but at some point he became like he recognized that, and he wanted to just try and do something different. He was always the one trying to, like, beat everybody to the punch, which is why he was able to come out with a record like Yeezus, which is why he was able to find talent like Travis Scott, you know, so on and
he
so forth.
He do find some talent. Right. I can't give him that.
Shout out Big Sean, too, man.
Right. And Big Sean, of course, you know, Detroit's own. But he put out questionable projects. Like, when 808s and Heartbreak first came out, the world wasn't ready for it. They was like, what the hell is this? Like, you can't, you a hip hop artist. Why are you putting out this record? Like, what's going on here? Then when he came out with Yeezus, people was like, oh, you tripping. I don't know what the hell this is, but this ain't no hip hop album. Right. And now you have artists who, but he got away with it because he was Kanye West. That's what I'm saying. So his popularity, like, overrided everything.
Yeah, for sure.
And now elements of that music is peppered into the, into hip hop now. So at what point do we have like a divider, you know what I'm saying, to where we say like, okay, you're being creative, but what you're putting out is questionable material? And then does it even get to that point? Do we just allow people to create because it may turn into something that everybody copies? Like that album,
you have to be creative in any genre, you know what I'm saying? You want to be creative. And I love pushing the envelope of things. You know what I'm saying? Like, because like you said, stuff can stay the same and repetitive, and it's like,
then it dies.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's like we have to take our hats off to those Kanye's, and because, okay, a lot of everything creative is not going to stick. You just got to understand that. You know what I mean? But even, you know, even with that being said, he still, you know, sticks to his guns, and he really stands by, you know, being a extremely creative individual. So, you know, with him being creative, I feel like a lot of stuff he's pushed the culture forward. You know what I mean? So I don't think being creative really, I don't think you can go wrong with it. It's just like, keep doing it. You know what I mean? It might not stick, but keep doing it. Cause with these people that's just like conforming and just coming out being like the last artist, it's not taking us anywhere.
Right.
Like, we not really, you know, it's not doing us no justice. But
so a lot of people said like XXX Music was pushing the boundaries, like breaking the glass ceiling. People were really able, like, to hip hop was able to like have more sound because of like the type of music he was making.
But scaring me.
Right. See, now if you listen to the music, then it's like, okay, this shit is just bad. Like, I don't know.
It might have been good. I just, that first line, I was like, oh,
See, so that brings up the question, what's bad and what's actually creative?
It don't matter because he's popular. So
my whole thing is though, man, like, being creative, everyone's not going to like it or understand it because it's creativity. Like, people, something that you might think is creative, it came out of your mind. So people might not receive it as being how you like it. You know what I mean?
I get what you're saying.
So, but as long as you being creative, something's going to stick. Something's going to stick. You know what I mean? Like, just think about everything that even, like, since the existing periods of time, like, everything was creative. Everything.
Now, how do you guys feel about mediocrity being, like, covered with creativity? Because you have artists who put out, like, mediocre work. And a lot of people just say, like, oh, they're being edgy. Oh, they're being different. Oh, they're just creating this, like, new type of sound. Like, I guess what I'm trying to say this whole time is, how do we differentiate talent and doing something creative from just being trash?
I mean, look, okay, because being creative, you still have to stick to the guidelines of hip hop. Like, you can't try to, and that's what I hate, man. I really don't like it. Like, okay, when Jay-Z and Linkin Park did, you know, the little collab.
Yeah,
it
was cool. Crossover.
It was cool because they made it work. Like, it was good. Like, Jay-Z was really rapping and the band did their thing. It was cool.
Right, it was really good music.
You know what I'm saying? But when you being creative and you losing the whole essence of hip hop,
Or whatever genre you do, period.
Yeah, or whatever genre you do. And that's why the imagery that's being put out of the hip-hop artist today is, I'm definitely not agreeing with it. Definitely not agreeing with it. Because that image, to me, it's not a part of our culture. You're not about to walk down the street. How many people do you walk down the street today and you actually can say, if it ain't the Tips, that you could really see people with full color dreads, man.
I mean, sure, to that. That's the only thing. Exactly. But the stuff, see, this is the thing. We can't pick and choose where we want to say, like, people are wrong. Because we could say, okay, yeah, you're wrong for having colored hair. That's not a part of the culture. But then we accept other aspects that are completely, has nothing to do with the culture. I'm going to just give you examples. I'm going to give you two examples. One for the quality in music. When we talked about, like, the quality in music and how, like, where do we differentiate creativity from trash? Let's think about, like, the auto-tune movement. Like, a lot of people got off using auto-tune and saying, like Kanye said, I like to use auto-tune because I can bend my voice in different ways and I can create a more interesting record, a more interesting sound by using it.
Right.
But then it got to a point where people was literally just crooning on that shit. Like, it wasn't even good.
But see, auto-tune was used in hip-hop.
Right, but it wasn't. It was used very sparingly.
Yeah,
sparingly. But it wasn't. And then it became a thing.
Yeah, but how?
And then it got
a thing, and it became trash.
Okay, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
My whole thing is this, though. How often before this new wave did you see artists coming out with colorful dreads, chokers on, tight pants? When did you see that?
The tight pants been a thing since about 2009.
Well, actually, before then.
Prince,
but I ain't
right?
gonna say the tight pants. I ain't gonna say the tight pants.
Okay, but look. So this is my argument against, like, the fashion of, like, the
I'm
new
just talking
generation.
About the image.
Even the image. The image has always the image. And this, I know a lot of people not gonna be happy when I say this, but this is the truth of the matter. The image in hip hop has always been based off of
creativity,
not creativity.
Really. And trends.
It was about hip hop has always, like you said, been about status. Mm-hmm. And something that was a big part about status was how much your shit cost. And for a long time in black culture, we couldn't afford what, like, white people were. So once we got to a certain point to where, like, we made so much money, then we started wearing, like, all of these high fashion design houses, high-end design houses and shit. Just to say, like, okay, well, I separate myself. I'm in the upper crust. You know what I'm saying? No, real talk. Like, real talk. Let's just think about the footwear. Vans is a very popular thing.
I got hold
in 2007 for wearing Vans. Because it wasn't yet integrated in the black culture.
Really,
but now,
still, she's not conforming. She don't like Vans.
She don't like, okay.
I don't really like that. But, do I get a round of-
but the majority, if we keep it in a buck, a lot of people and a lot of black people now wear Vans because it's integrated into the culture. But it came from somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? And it's the same. It's like that
ugly.
With every. It's like that with all of our fashion. We may take it and
you
flip
trying to
it.
Say all of our fashion is Hell, ugly.
The no, not
oh,
ugly,
okay.
But it usually originates from somewhere else. Like
put our little flair on it.
And then we put our flair on it. Like before Polo, Ralph Lauren, and all of that shit became like a trend in black culture. Guess who Ralph Lauren is?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah,
he ain't the nigga.
Yeah, but look, my whole thing is this though too, bro. Look, like okay, the culture that you know you speaking on, like the whole shift change and all of that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it was accepted because we put our own flair on it, meaning we added the urban essence into it. So
yeah,
Kanye will wear the tight pants, the tight fitted pants. Some Louis V's, but he have a regular shirt on.
That shirt probably cost some money, though.
Right, but it wasn't too far-fetched. Or he have a regular collar polo on. It wasn't too far-fetched. He was putting a twist on it. Today is just your so rappers are rock stars. Like this what we just gonna say.
But that's my argument. That's what I'm saying. Like in hip hop, we've always taken other things from different cultures and put our twist on it. But now, because it's not something that I necessarily agree with or something that I'll wear, now we saying, oh, well, you can't have color hair. Oh, well, you can't wear chokers and you can't do this and stuff. Like, but
you know what?
But
yeah.
Before,
yeah.
But and not, so, but imagine, but imagine how like the people, let's just say like a West Coast rapper from like the late 80s or early 90s was looking at artists back in 2009, 2010 when they started wearing polo and they started wearing more form-fitting clothes.
Like,
they was like, the fuck is you wearing? Like, that ain't hip-hop. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But I say we can't really look bad, can't look down on these kids. Like
I don't look down on them, but you know what I honestly would say? The image is very important, but I feel like if the image was added with an actual, like, more of a, like, I don't even want to say message, but more of talent, it would be accepted. Like, these artists, they sound like they trying to change the sound of hip hop.
And they all sound the same.
They sound the same, and they trying to change the sound of hip hop. And I would never agree. I would never be okay with that.
Right.
Because
but,
no
okay.
other genre is doing that. You're not gonna listen to a Linkin Park album and they about to bust out with a 16. You're not gonna hear that.
Okay, so this is where it gets interesting because you have artists like NWA, and I'm a big, you know me, I'm a big interview guy. So in 2006, Ice Cube had an interview with 106 and Park, and they asked him about the state of hip hop. And this was like, it was either 06 or 07. And this was like right after Soulja Boy had just came into the game. And everybody was saying, oh, well, Soulja Boy doesn't have a place. Like, we shouldn't accept that type of music. But then Ice Cube came on 106 and Park, had to sit down with, I believe it was Jaleesa and Tigger at the time or yeah. Something.
One of them.
It was either Jaleesa and Tigger or Terrence J and yeah, Roxy. But
I said Rocky.
Yeah, it's we somewhere in that ballpark. Roxy. But okay, yeah. Roxy. But yeah, she was fine. Roxy, she was boy. Fine, boy. She. Yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. So in 06 or 07, he sits down and they ask him, "How do you feel about like music and how do you feel about Soulja Boy?" And he said, "Well, when NWA came out, a lot of people had a problem with our music. And a lot of people said we wasn't real hip hop because we was gritty, because we cursed, because we wasn't backpack. We wasn't rappity rap. You know what I'm saying?
They was
cut. But now in hip hop lore, they looked at it as legends. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so
because everybody got it now.
Right. So, right. But that's what I'm saying. So how can that's where it gets tough to say, because how can we necessarily say that they're wrong, but then at the same time acknowledge that there were people who changed the game for the better?
Because this is what I'm going to say with that, man. Like, when that was changed, it was very relatable, man. That's why it was a hit. That's why it was successful, because this is what was going on in these neighborhoods.
True.
So that was accepted for that reason. But if we can't even relate to it,
yeah,
then what?
I think hip hop needs gatekeepers.
Yes, man.
For sure. Like,
yes, and
because,
it's not no gatekeepers, man.
Because this is what it was back in the day. Back in the day, hip hop was special to like the black community because it was more than music. It was like our form of news. Like NWA.
Yeah.
Like when they came out with Fuck the Police, that was a lot of people felt like that record was crazy, but then 2 years later we saw Rodney King get his ass whooped. Right. So we knew the truth. Like, it was facts behind it. Like, okay, that's what those guys were saying this whole time. Mm-hmm. Now, the music doesn't, what it's getting to is music is, it doesn't have anything in it anymore. It's becoming like every other genre. Like with rock music, you can make a rock song and it doesn't have to have a message in it. It could just be like
you yelling.
It could just be the energy of it. It could just be the fun of it. So I think like because we don't have gatekeepers who say like this is what you need to adhere.
Yeah.
And this is what hip hop is supposed
to
be about. This is what it was built off of.
Man.
Now it's transitioning.
You have that in rock. You have it. Somebody, I don't know who it is. It might be these executives, whatever. These executives will not allow a rock artist to come in there and say, all right, man,
I made country
I like
music.
Rock, but, you know, I delivered in a hip-hop way. No.
Yeah, no.
We don't want to sign you. You see what I'm saying? But when it's a rapper, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like it's because of the label heads are only going to accept what we accept. So I feel like since we're so, that's where the popularity
comes in. For sure.
But we're so receptive to creativity. We're so open to that, to where, all right, he look a little different, but he got cash.
See,
he flexing on the ground.
But that's what I was getting
you know
ready to say.
Saying?
I think in our culture, like, we too accepting. Because, like, it's...
No, I'm not.
She's so hard-nosed, man. It's over.
Right.
Like, you...
Okay, well, the majority...
That's why I'm just up here like...
Go ahead.
Right, like, oh, sure.
I don't know. I come in this station. It's the second Sunday and drink a whole bottle of
water
and be sitting here for like an hour. Like,
look, it's over. She got to take a tinkle.
Go ahead. Do your thing. But look, all I'm saying... All right, really be stepping off the mic, y'all. Yeah, she's going to the bathroom. But
it happens to the best of us.
Right. But what I'm saying is, shit, man, just it's.
It's when you sit here and you really break it down. See, people don't do that. People just, it's a song, it's catchy, you got a beat. All right, we're going to move right along. But since we like to, you as an artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I just love music, you know what I'm saying? We're going to sit here and we're going to break this down. But it's not easy. For y'all watching and listening, this is not easy. It's very stressful. We get headaches. He over here about to blow a gasket, like, you know what I'm saying? But because when you really look deep into it, it's really deeper than what you can see on the surface.
Because it's one of those situations where you damn near don't know what to say about it. Because on one hand, if boundaries aren't broken, then the genre doesn't progress and it eventually dies.
Right.
On the flip side, if you don't maintain said boundaries, then you could lose what the genre is about altogether.
Yeah.
And that's kind of the scary place that we're in.
Let me tell you something, man. I'm going to tell you this. And this is how I feel, man. And Ryan, this is just straight from the heart. This is just how I feel. When the Caucasian listeners of hip-hop, because we all know hip-hop was built on urban, you know what I'm saying, inner city. When the Caucasian listeners are saying themselves, you said you had a friend who said, I don't listen to this new stuff. It's trash. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
When they're saying it, man, it's a problem. It's a big problem because hip-hop was, I'm going to say hip-hop kind of like.
But then you also can't lump every
I'm not
Caucasian, every person
that.
That's
I'm not
black
I'm not
in together.
I'm not saying that.
All right. All right. Yeah, you also can't.
All right, man. We got JNS Exit in the building, man. Check him out on social media, man, at JNS Photog, man. But I'm not saying that.
Because I actually was having this talk earlier in the week, and this is so far off subject, but.
But hold on, time out. Do you feel that, Ryan? I want to hear Ryan's opinion on this, just because we're going to add this in.
So,
say
your question again then.
Basically, do you feel, personally, do you feel like hip-hop has taken a turn for the worse at the current moment? Like, as far as, like, if we going to rate it on what it's built on, what you like about hip-hop, you know what I'm saying? Do you feel like it's kind of went way off course?
I don't know it as much as you guys, so I might be a bad person to answer that, but
who's your favorite rap artist?
I do like Drake. I like The Weeknd and stuff, and I mean I don't know if this is along that stuff, but I don't keep up with their stuff like all the time. Like, I haven't even listened to the new Drake album. I need to get that, but you know, there's always something, and as long as they keep creating, making new
keep
stuff,
creating.
Yeah,
right.
You know, it's
but
cool.
The whole hip hop. What I'm saying is the whole hip hop aspect of it, and what hip hop was built on.
What I'm saying is that y'all just replaced me.
No.
Did I just get replaced?
That quick, man. It happened in the blink of an eye,
right,
man.
No,
look,
no. I came back and got fired. I just wanted to go to the bathroom.
We just had to add that in there, man, because our engineer, man, we got the greatest engineer around. So, you know, Ryan going to be able to chime
Ryan
in.
Ryan didn't replace
right,
your
but
girl.
Listen, so this is what I was saying. You can't lump all Caucasian culture
together. And I'm
not saying
that.
Because that's not all the case. Because you have people from foreign countries who feel like the culture,
it's
Caucasian
great.
Culture
it's
here is
amazing.
Crazy.
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
No. Like, My friend from Holland,
uh-huh.
He looks at the climate of, like, the United States is fucking insane. He's like, you know, like, man. the people in white culture feel like they're superior than other people and all.
He's
crazy as hell. And then he just says, like, the way everything here happens is just ridiculous.
Right,
like,
right.
So you can't make the mistake of putting all cultures together because all cultures don't feel the same way.
So let me just rebuttal that, and I'm going to say, when the American Caucasian people and supporters, when they see that it's kind of taking a turn for the worse, and it might not be all of them, just like Jen said and just like Ryan said.
Okay. I have one thing to add with that, just because my fiance likes a lot of early 90s and like 2000, like hip hop and all that. She doesn't like a lot of the new stuff. I'll be like, oh, you want to listen to, like, she likes The Weeknd and stuff like that, but I'll show her some new stuff that's out. And she's like,
is she like,
I don't like any of this.
Because that's not what, you know, people come to hip hop for. That's not what they come to hip hop for. They could listen to some rock or they could listen to but a whole then, other genre and get what these artists are. You know what I'm saying? So,
but this, okay, so here's the thing, bro. Because two things could be true at once. Like, that's very true. That's not what people our age come there for. But that's the mistake that we making. Like, you can only understand things from the perspective that you're viewing it. And we're not, imagine a 16-year-old. A 16-year-old don't give a damn about none of that real stuff that we're talking about. They come into hip-hop for the stuff that we're talking about.
Exactly.
That we're speaking against. You know what I'm saying?
It serves its purpose. It does. But I just feel like they only know what's available. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So we need to make what's available to those young 16-year-olds to be more hip-hop based.
So what you're saying is we need more diversity in the game. It's nothing wrong with what's here, but it needs to be
more
diversity.
It has to be balanced up. Yeah,
for sure. And that goes back to it being gatekeepers in the game because we don't have any. Like hip-hop is so open. You can literally get in and do whatever. Like Post Malone. Post Malone is the greatest example of somebody pimping the fucking culture. This dude literally was like a country singer or something. Mm-hmm. Like he was doing like Bob Dylan covers on YouTube and it just wasn't getting no love. So eventually he transitioned into, I'm Post Malone. I'm a rapper. White Iverson.
Because
you know what I'm saying?
Like, be received. You know what I mean? Like, because we're open to the creativity.
Right. It's just, and that's the thing. So at what point, and I call it, for lack of better words, and we're gonna start wrapping this up. I call it the nigga syndrome, to where it's like, for real. Look, because this is how I would describe it. The nigga syndrome is this: when you come to people and you say like, okay, something, this isn't right. Like this ain't the craft. This ain't what we talked about. This ain't hip hop. Most people, their response is, shit, he getting paid. Oh, well, shit is cool. Like that's like the mentality. That's the syndrome. Like versus you being like adamant about what your genre is supposed to be about. You know what I'm saying? You compromise by saying, okay, well, I'm getting paid or I look cool doing it.
Right.
You know.
Right. So I mean, all right. So we just gonna in closing with this topic, man. We just gonna agree to I don't know if they agree. I don't know if Relly B agrees or Jen, but
I mean, we can all go around.
Yeah, I'm just going to say, I'm going to say it go both ways, man, because the popularity, you know, majority is going to rule that, okay, that's what's hot. And you know what I'm saying? Because it's mainstream. You know, they like it. It's mainstream. But then again, you got these other artists who actually are talented, but not so popular, who are a smash on the underground circuit. So, like I said before, it's a place for the talent. But if you're trying to take it to that next level, you're going to have something.
Do a little more.
Yeah, you're going to have to do a little bit more. But it's just it's a very small lane for the talent right now. So I guess I'll say neutral.
You're leaning more neutral? Yeah. Really, how you feeling over there?
Remember I said I changed my answer because at first it was like, oh, popularity matters. But I said, like, talent matters, too. And I gave y'all the YouTube thing. Yeah. So I'm, like you said, neutral as well. I feel like you need both. So if you don't have one of the other, like, you need both. You can't just be popular and no talent, or you can't just have talent. You feel me? And don't have no following base or whatever. So.
Right. Okay.
It's just hard.
It's difficult.
That's why I'm not a rapper.
Well, I'm going to say I feel like both are very important because you can't be talented and not have anybody following you, because then what's the point of you doing it?
Right.
And at the same time, popularity, it's crazy, man.
Like I said, it's about who follow you.
Very true.
So like I said, Fool Boy, our guest last week, I checked his, you feel me, the followers. I looked at him. Yeah. Fool Boy don't have that many followers.
No crazy followers.
But the people that's following him are people that's known.
Yeah.
So it has to do with, and that comes from, I guess, being popular maybe. So he got the talent and the people who are popular with the following base follows him.
Yeah.
So I think when it comes to popularity and talent in the game, both are important. I would say if you're an artist, what you end up focusing on is ultimately depending on what makes you happy. All right, y'all. So it's been another episode of the Unwrapped Podcast. I hope y'all enjoyed episode 2. It was about popularity versus talent. Unfortunately, we couldn't have our guest of honor here, but maybe we could get that, you know, going in the next episode, you know. So we're not even going to tell y'all who it was.
Yeah, y'all got to keep watching, man. Hey, look, y'all going to really love the next guest that we got coming on, man. It's a for sure thing, so I don't want y'all to be like, oh, how we know? It's coming. It's coming
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
But y'all going to love it, though, because y'all going to get a lot of knowledge and a lot of insight from a very important person in the community. So
Yeah.
For that, man.
So before we get out of here, Relly B, what you got going on? Anything you want to plug? You know, tell the people that you got going on?
YouTube. That's all I'm doing right now.
All right. Let the people know. Right.
Subscribe to my YouTube channel, Relly Bad 100. Okay, that's okay. It.
R-E-L-L-Y-B-A-D-D 100. You said,
that's what the B stands for.
That's
for.
What the B stands for. Y'all know this.
They probably thought it was Relly Beautiful.
I thought it was just cool.
But so, do you got a new video posted up? Like,
I just posted up a challenge with my mama.
Okay, so okay. Yeah.
That's when the popular come in. In My Feeling Challenge went viral.
Yeah.
Why I got to be different? I had to throw my mama in the video.
Plus, okay. It's fun, man. See, because a lot of people probably don't know this, but Relly B is a very talented dancer.
She likes to
downplay that, but she's a very talented dancer. So this video should be real good. Y'all can see where she got that from.
That ain't where I got it from.
All right, Debo, what you got for the people? You got anything to plug?
Man, look, man, y'all can just be looking out for me to take over these streets, man. Y'all gonna see this guy. Y'all can catch me at a bar. On the bar.
Oh my God.
You know
God.
What I'm saying? Going crazy.
On the bar.
But that's all I got for right now. You feel me? And then y'all can catch me next week. Live and direct, man, on the Unwrapped Podcast.
Oh, my God.
All right, y'all. It's your boy, MF and Jen. You can follow me on all social media platforms at MF and Jen. I'm also working on this short film. I accepted a role. I'll tell you guys more about that at a later date. Shout out to Joseph Brown. He's the director. So
Shout out to him.
Yeah, that's something that I'm working on. And, you know, I'm going to give you guys more details as we go. But this is episode 2 Unwrapped Podcast. We see you next week.
Peace.
Bye. Peace.